Okay, Mike Steven, also known as Broham, hosts a show right here on WGN Radio called Outside the Loop Radio, and it airs every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. The producer of that show is Andy Herman, also known as The Count. And Broham and The Count used to produce my show. Andy would produce Fridays and Saturday nights, and Mike would produce Sunday nights. And they were both great guys. They're still both great guys. And when they brought Outside the Loop Radio here to WGN this past October, I was like, well, listen, you guys are my friends. I love your show. I love what you do. So why don't we do a little preview so that my listeners will know what they can hear every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on Outside the Loop Radio right here on GN. So that's what we do. It started out with me interviewing Broham to get the scoop on what's happening. But it got to the point where I was like, why don't we get both of these guys to record something for us? And we'll play it back and let the actual creators of the show tell you about what you're going to hear. So now every week, these two idiots put together a preview of Outside the Loop Radio, which you can hear every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. And Dan, were you able to preview this?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, so we're going to be hearing it fresh. We're going live. We're hearing it fresh. Don't know if we're going to have to hit the dump button. Very fun, very entertaining show that every Saturday morning. And let's hear what Mike Steven and Andy Herman from Outside the Loop Radio have in store for you tomorrow morning.
Well, thanks, Nick. Mike Steven, a.k.a. Broham here, the host of Outside the Loop Radio, every Saturday morning here on 720 WGN. I am joined by the lovely producer of the show, The Count, Andy Herman.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Nick.
Nick, it's so great to virtually see you again.
So hot.
His chiseled physique. Well, Andy, for those who don't know, Outside the Loop is a show that we started almost 9 years ago. And what we do is take a look at local issues and topics that don't always get mainstream media attention. So it's stuff that's going on in and around Chicago that maybe you haven't heard of. And we talk about some things that maybe need further discussion as well. So that sort of runs the gamut between lighter pieces and some more serious pieces. So we do everything that doesn't quite get a ton of attention here in the city because, as we know, there's a lot going on.
There is. And we like to just dig out our own little corner in the, you know, in Chicago, trying to figure out what's going on and telling people about cool stuff.
That's right. And like I said, a place for further conversation. So tomorrow, Andy, we've got a great show, don't we?
We do, as always.
Who is the first guest on tomorrow's edition of Outside the Loop?
I'm beyond excited, and I'm a little bit jealous that you, Mike Steven, went and met up with Chicagogo host Mia Park in a local cafe.
Yes, she's awesome.
She is so cool.
Yeah, Mia Park, the host of Chicagogo, and that show has been on the air since 1996 here in Chicago. It's on CAN TV, Channel 19 in Chicago, and online they have a YouTube channel. And basically what the show is, it's, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. Basically, it's people in a studio or some setting in Chicago, and they're dancing to music like American Bandstand.
It's the coolest show. Just think of American Bandstand. Think of all those kiddie dance shows from the 60s, and just think of it as weird. But it works.
It totally works. And it's like really like addicting to watch. You know, you think, oh, what is this stupid show? Wait a minute. This is kind of fun. So Mia is the host. And it's, by the way, it is not a stupid show. It is awesome. Chicagogo. So you watch Mia, who is the host of Chicagogo, and she has a co-host who is a puppet that happens to be a rat.
Ratso
is the stuffed. It's like a sock puppet. And his name is Ratso. He's the co-host. And they actually interview a lot of Chicagoans and feature a lot of Chicagoans who are dancing to music.
Like lots of little kids and a bunch of weirdo hipsters. It's awesome. And they have bands lip syncing to their songs. And not just Chicago bands. They have people like lined up, nationally touring bands who want to get on the show. It's so cool.
Yeah. So it's got this cult following in Chicago. Again, it's called Chicagogo, and the host of that show is Mia Park, And we will talk to her tomorrow morning on Outside the Loop. Earlier this week, Andy, I know you said I did meet up with her in a local coffee shop, and she misses you. She says hello.
Oh, that's awesome. Send her my regards, please.
All right, I will do that via snail mail. Also tomorrow, we will talk about the new eavesdropping law that was signed by former Governor Quinn recently. This was signed in December, and the director of a movie called Free Speech and the Transcendent Journey of Chris Drew, Street Artist, will be joining us. Her name is Nancy Bechtel, and she tells the story of Chris Drew, who passed away a few years ago. He was a street artist, and he was arrested for protesting a law that prohibited him from selling art on the street. When he was arrested, he had an audio recorder in his pocket, and he recorded his arrest. Turns out that was a felony, and he was facing some serious jail time. At that time, this was a few years ago, like 2009, you couldn't record somebody getting arrested by the police. So this film tells the story of him navigating the Illinois legal system all the way up to the Illinois Supreme Court, where they threw out the Illinois eavesdropping law. They ruled it unconstitutional. And that happened in March of last year. And in December of 2014, we have a new eavesdropping law. So we'll talk about that and the story of Chris Drew. And Andy, Chris is someone that we had interviewed a few times here on Outside the Loop over the years.
And regardless of what you thought of Chris or his art or anything he was doing, it's a bizarre story how he was facing some serious time in jail. And everyone's walking around with phones, recording devices now. It's time that there's a new sort of new law to look at these sort of issues.
Yeah, and we will see if that law is a good thing or is it a bad thing. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Also tomorrow morning, we will talk a little local politics, as we are prone to do on Outside the Loop. Mike Fouché is the founder of AlderTrack. You can check out AlderTrack.com. It is a one-stop shop for all of the information on every aldermanic race in the city of Chicago, and of course, the race for mayor. So there are 50 wards in Chicago, and there are a lot of candidates across the city, and AlderTrack has all of the information on every ward race. So it's really great, and we will check in with Mike about some of the things that we aren't talking about this election cycle, because let's face it, the mayor's race is getting all of the attention right now. And that election is coming up February 24th in the city, so it's not too far off. So we'll check in with Mike, and man, talk about a political junkie. This guy knows his stuff.
Yeah, he has details on everyone. And like you said, Mike, the mayor's race is the big story right now, but I don't know about every ward. I'm getting a lot of mail about different aldermanic candidates in the 45th ward. So Mike is a good guy to have on the show to sort through all these things.
Absolutely. So that's all coming up on Outside the Loop Radio tomorrow morning at 6, right before the Mr. Fix-It show with Lou Manfredini. So be sure to tune in to 720 WGN, because we're having an absolute blast doing the show every Saturday morning for you. And of course, check out OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. All of the past editions of the show are archived at OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. We have 432 of those in the books, so you can check that out. Also, Andy, we have one of those newfangled Facebook pages, don't we?
We do, and we'd love to keep you all informed about what's going on Outside the Loop Radio, because we're having a great time doing it. And I want to appeal to the Nick D Show fans. They've been so great to Nick. There's 10,000 plus Nick D Show fans on Facebook, and we'd like to build up our Facebook fan base too.
And so what is that address?
And that Facebook address is facebook.com/outsidetheloopradio.
Yes, sir. Facebook.com/outsidetheloopradio. So go ahead and like us on Facebook. So that's the big show. I think it's going to be a good one, Andy.
It's going to be a great one. We're so excited to be here, and we're so excited that Nick and Dan Shagrew let us on the show to tell you about it.
That's right. Dan Shagrew is the gatekeeper. We have to be nice to him.
He is. He's a good man. He's a hot man, too.
There's a theme every time we do one of these little segments for Nick. There's some sort of, we comment on them physically. People will start to talk.
Well, you know, the Nick D Show producers, we have a very special relationship. Some people might think it's a little weird.
Yeah, we're all one big happy family, right?
We are.
All right. That's Andy Herman, a.k.a. The Count. He's the producer of Outside the Loop. I am your host, Mike Steven, a.k.a. The Broham. And right now we will send it back to Nick DiGilio. He is gorgeous here on 720 WGN.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Dan.
They're weirdos. They're both weirdos. But they put together a really great radio show every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. Every Friday morning, we will give you a preview of what you will hear on Outside the Loop Radio right here on WGN.